Did you ever come down with anything like malaria?
No, we never had. The only thing you'd get is chicken pox or measles or things like that, you know, you'd catch because...
Y'all never got malaria?
I never knew anybody in Glen Allen had malaria, even though with all the mosquitoes they got.
Yeah.
Now, those that had malaria down here that had it, usually guys that came from the service, and they caught it somewhere else, and once in a while they'd have an attack. Other than that, I never knew anybody in Glen Allen. My brother died.
Yeah.
He was 15 years old in the morning, just a plain old pneumonia. And he died because they didn't have doctors then. You know, they didn't know exactly what he had. They thought he might have had a cold or something. He died 3 days later.
What would they give for malaria?
I don't
know.
The quinine. They'd always come up with some concoction that they'd mix. You know, some old timers had their way. Giving you this for whatever you had. Usually one medicine is supposed to take care of all them sickness. Okay, then a little bit of, it's like LRS tablet, it takes care of all kind of allergies. I imagine what they would come up with, some kind of medicine. You know, it was usually made out of wild roots or things like that.
Okay, but they would give quinine?
Quinine was something that was used a lot.
Okay, what would y'all, for just a cut, the kind of thing that you'd find in the medicine cabinet, that brown liquid?
What they had here was mercuricone, they used to call iodine.
Uh-huh.
Slap that, iodine would burn a lot. Mercuricone didn't burn too much, but that iodine would really stop the infection.
When people, like say an old person died that nobody liked or they wanted, you know, nobody in the community liked, they'd say, well, I'm glad that old fella finally
grooved. They had one or two like that around here. In fact, they had to almost hire somebody pallbearers. One particular man that nobody liked because he was the registrar down here. When a child was born, he used to fill the birth certificate. And if he liked the family, they were good friends, well, it was all right. But if he didn't like it, he'd put Malad on there, or Negro or something, you know. And later on in years, they had to go to court to straighten all that out. You know,
yeah.
It had to go to the court, and it was. And his daddy. Actually, him and his daddy were the ones that did, because a lot of families they didn't like. They didn't like the people that more or less migrated to Grand Isle. They were old timers down here, and they didn't like the people that migrated down here. They felt they were intruding, and they were bringing in all kind of things they didn't want around here. You know, just like they were strangers, in other words, when they moved down here. Although they moved down to live, that's how the old man was. So when he died, nobody wants this. In fact, everybody cheered. What is happening? That old bastard should have been dead 20 years ago. That was one of those things. I remind me, it hadn't been that long he'd been dead. I'd say about, 9, 10 years.
Nobody came when did.
Oh, no. See over here, of course, now they're getting out of this a little bit. But when a person dies, everybody wanted to wake at night, you know. And they stayed there all night. They never closed, like a funeral home. And go back the next day and bury the person. They stayed there all night until they were buried. That's just what they call it. You know, they go to wait. All the friends would go there. Some would go from 8 to 10. You know, they had somebody there all night. That was the way of it. That was there. It's still done today.
Okay. A lot of times people would die, and they wouldn't know, they wouldn't be able to figure out what they...
Nope. The old judge used to sign the death certificate. Period. That was it. Not what he died of, or she more or less had the authority down here in this little town that whatever she said went.
Well, people would die with pains, and they wouldn't know what they died.
Wouldn't know what they died of. They buried them. That was it. She was representing the coroner's office down here. She'd sign death by a heart attack, or she always put something on there.
When they buried them, they would bury them in those. Did you ever see the ones